From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns will be concluding a message called Seven Essential Views of Christ. In Matthew 16, verses 13 through 39, we've heard Peter's confession of the Lord Jesus as the true Messiah and Christ's own declaration that He will build His church and assure its victory. Here we see the Lord Jesus Christ revealed as the only sacrifice for sin, as the conqueror of death, and as the returning judge. The great question is, what think ye of Christ? Before coming to the Word of God, Dr. Cairns deals with today's hot topic, pastors who think they are popes.
Ministers of the gospel are servants of Christ and of His people. The Bible specifically reminds them that they are never to act as lords over God's heritage. They are not to be unaccountable, doing just whatever they feel like doing and speaking as if they were the final authority by which their flock should decide what to believe and how to live. Preachers are to speak as the oracles of God, but they are always to do so according to the proportion of faith, or in accordance with the faith of the gospel set forth in Scripture. The sum of all this is that a true preacher will speak with authority. He will not simply meander among a myriad of conflicting theories, but his authority will be that of "Thus saith the Lord." By that I mean his authority will be clearly settled on what the Bible says, and he'll be happy to submit whatever he teaches to the scrutiny of the written Word of God. This is classic Protestantism. By contrast, Roman Catholicism elevates her church tradition to equality with Scripture. Indeed, she makes it superior to Scripture, for she always interprets Scripture by her tradition, never her tradition by Scripture. And with good reason, for if she did, the Scripture would overthrow the whole system of vain tradition and superstition that Rome has foisted on the world as primitive Christianity. Historically, the line was clearly drawn between Romanism and Protestantism. The Bible was, and remains, the sole rule of faith and practice for a true Christian. With the widespread popular acceptance of the charismatic movement, however, a new situation has arisen. We're constantly confronted with preachers who claim a word of knowledge, or who receive a direct revelation from God, and who demand to have their revelations accepted by their church members as the clearly expressed word and will of God. I know of pastors who have led their people up one blind alley after another, on the authority of some claimed prophetic revelation. Anyone who dared to ask how God could reverse himself so rapidly and so completely was dealt with as a rebel against God and a stubborn rejecter of his will. It's dangerous to allow a man to think that he can speak infallibly and that his statements do not need to be checked and received or rejected according to what the Bible says. It's dangerous to give any man such power over the consciences of others. That power belongs to Scripture alone. Yet this is precisely the power that many charismatic, and dare I say it, fundamentalist pastors claim. I am your pastor, and I say so-and-so. If you don't accept this, you're opposing God and His will. This is a particularly evil form of popery. Pastors are not popes, and popes are not pastors. Popes ravage the flock of God. They come in between believers and the Lord. They remove a believer's divinely given right of reading and understanding God's word without it being filtered through the delusions and dreams of a self-appointed spiritual authority. If you have been subject to such a pope, flee for the good of your soul and get under the Bible teaching ministry of a man who can speak with the authority of Scripture and will never try to usurp the place of that word through which Christ alone is the Lord of your conscience.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. One particular item that is sure to be a blessing to you is the Let the Bible Speak audio magazine. Produced by Let the Bible Speak International in Northern Ireland, this monthly audio magazine features various of our ministers addressing many of the topics that are found in the print version of the quarterly magazine. In addition, there are Christ-honoring and inspiring sacred songs interspersed throughout this hour-long edition. Available in either compact disc or cassette format, the Let the Bible Speak audio magazine is an excellent way to become acquainted with the stand of the Free Presbyterian Church on vital issues of the day, as well as a means of learning important Bible doctrines. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these broadcasts, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
Christ has risen. And as Paul says, he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. What is death for a believer now? It is the separation of body and soul, but it is not the separation of either body or soul from Christ. The separation of body and soul from Christ is the second death, which the Bible calls hell. Condemnation. But there's none of that for a Christian. When the body is lying in the grave, it is just sown as a seed, awaiting a glorious resurrection. And the soul is with Christ, which is very far better. Why? He's the conqueror of death. And then verse 24 through 27, he is the returning judge. Here's where he brings his self-revelation to its great climax. Yes, he's the Christ, he's the Son of the living God, he's the foundation and the builder of the church, the King of grace, the sacrifice for sin, the conqueror of death, and he is the returning judge. Verse 27 speaks of that day when the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels and reward every man according to his works. Now that has immediate implications for all of us, and the Lord Jesus impresses these upon our hearts. Let me sum it up like this. If Jesus is coming again, and if he is the judge of all men, then it is imperative that we be his disciples. That's the teaching of this passage. Listen, he is the absolutely unavoidable Christ. I asked at the beginning, do you ever think of him? Do you give much thought to him? Do you give serious thought to him? Do you give any thought to your relationship with him? Perhaps you've got to say, not really. Well, now we come full circle. Because while for a moment men in their folly may dismiss him from their thoughts, the day is coming, whether through death or his appearing, you will not be able to dismiss him. You will not be able to avoid him. Think of him you will, and think of him you must. You must be his disciple. Now there's a cost in discipleship. Jesus puts it very bluntly. You become my disciple, you lose your life. You give up your life. That's the cost. When he says take up the cross is not a little golden emblem, a little piece of jewelry that you put in your lapel or hang around your neck. Abominable jewelry it is too, by the way. Imagine taking a gallows and making it into a bit of jewelry. That's sick. But that's what we have done. The Lord Jesus doesn't mean jewelry. He means death. Take up your cross. You give up your life. It is no longer what I want, but what he wants. No longer what the world thinks or says, but what he thinks or says. And I tell you, when you come to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, sold out to him. And by the way, that is the definition of a Christian. Let us bury forever this notion that you become a Christian with some easy decision that makes no change to your life, that's simply a verbal thing, something that is an expression of opinion or a belief of mind that doesn't affect your behavior. But while you claim him as Savior, you deliberately reject him as the Lord of your life. Man, that is the devil's lie. Discipleship is being saved. And to be saved is to be a disciple. And the cost of discipleship is you lose your life. But the paradox is, in losing it, you save it. I was thinking this morning, as I was preparing for this service, going through my morning psalm, is the 34th psalm this morning, the opening verses of that psalm. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And I got to thinking, the only significance I have as a person, the only significance my life can have, is the significance that Christ gives it. I'm a speck of animated dust in an almost endless universe. What significance is there to you or to me? What are we? What do you amount to? What are all the things that you're pouring your time and attention, your energy into? What do they amount to? If you died tomorrow, you'd be soon dismissed from memory. The place that knows you now would know you no more forever. The only significance is the significance that Christ gives us. To be chosen of him, called of him, redeemed by him, united to him, one with him in time, one with him for all eternity. Man, that means something. That's being saved. Jesus says, you be my disciple. It may cost you in the eyes of the world, as it cost Peter to give up a boat. To give up a boat for what? a boat that's long since rotted for a crown of glory that fadeth not away. What will cost? But the cost actually saves your life, and it saves your soul. But you know, if there's a cost in responding to the call of Christ, there's a greater cost in refusing it. For you lose your soul. And the question the Lord Jesus asks is, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? What would it profit you? How are you better off? What is it you want in the world? Whether it is money, or pleasure, or position, or influence, or friends, what is it you want in the world? If you get it all, and you'll not, but say you get it all, what will it profit you if it costs your soul? And then he adds another question. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I've often pointed out to you that preachers normally take that to mean, what are you bartering your soul for? I don't think so. That's inherent in the first question. This question goes into eternity. Once you've lost your soul, what will you give to redeem it? And the answer is nothing. First of all, there's nothing you have to give. There's nothing you can ever get in order to give for your soul. And third, there's nothing that God will receive for your soul. What will you give in exchange for it? Once your soul is lost, it's lost forever. Christ is the returning judge. Now, I don't know when I'm going to meet the Lord, and I don't know when you're going to meet the Lord. But one thing I do know, we are going to meet Him. Are you ready to meet Him? Are you saved? And second, even if you are saved, are you serving Him in the light of that judgment? Remember, as a young preacher going to take up the ministry in Dunmurry, outside Belfast, with some great prayer meetings in that little church, one thing that they used to pray there that stuck in my memory was that the Lord would give us judgment day honesty. Give us judgment day honesty. It's a good prayer. Don't let us fool ourselves. We are going to stand before Him. Let us be as honest with ourselves today as we will be with our Lord on that day. Now, these then are the essential elements in Christ's great self-disclosure. These are truths that are necessary to eternal salvation. Don't ask the world's opinion of Christ or the way to heaven, for it will always be wrong. You get with the Savior Himself. What do you say about Him? What are you doing with Him? Remembering soon the question is going to be, what does He say about me? And what will He do with me? I trust today that you will confess Him as He's revealed Himself in this great passage of His Word. That you'll be able to say, yes, He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the builder. I'm only the stone. But He has put me into the church and into the temple of the living God. He's my sacrifice for sin. He's my mighty conqueror over death. He's my King of grace. He is my King of glory, for He is my coming Lord. I trust that's your testimony. If it's not, then make it so by making a beeline to Christ to take up the cross and follow Him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.